again for those of you who have been with us, and for those of you just joining us, you are watching Studio 7 coming live to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., and this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, and tonight we are discussing the upcoming International Day of the African Child. And of course, we just left Ntunga with a lovely poem from a young Zimbabwean, Arabson, who was talking about, you know, what all our guests were talking about, the plight of African children and some of the challenges they're facing day to day.
Indeed, today we are talking the International Day of the African Child, which falls on Thursday. And of course, it's in commemoration of the massacre of school children in 1976 in South Africa, Soweto, when those kids decided to march, demanding better education and also protesting, you know, Africans as the main language in schools.
Of course, let's go back to Robson. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
What's your message for other young people, young Zimbabweans, young Africans, looking at, you know, what you're doing day to day as a young Zimbabwean trying to survive?
I think nowadays it's more challenging to live in this world, but all I can say to them and motivate them is they must keep on pushing hard, no matter how hard is it, because that's how it is in life. You need to work hard for you to achieve your goals.
Thank you there, Robson. Urambe wakashinga mwana mai. Go to school you know, just keep in mind what you told us, that education is the key. Even if, you know, at times you find there is no door to unlock or the keys have been changed, just keep that key. You'll find it door.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Dzokere Kunava Patrick Danga. Vadanga muri parunari. Aiwa, three bosterig. Saka, your gaziriswa sei nyaya yeko zero ze vana veZimbabwe.
Yeko zero ze vana veZimbabwe, ino kugaziriswa, certainly one solution. Solution ya tina isu sei MDC, tiku disusu, nati jisei Robert Mugabe, ti gaziri democratic dispensation, vana wawane mabako, tina economic system iri intact than using this predator regime. That is causing us to leave our country. Actually, I'm pained to see South Africans prospering in their country right now. And we are doing nothing as Zimbabweans. The destination is in our hands. We have to move this regime. We have to come back. All the young persons who are outside Zimbabwe, we have to go back to Zimbabwe and fight the regime hands on so that we can deliver ourselves. No one is going to deliver us except ourselves.
And earlier we had promised Mkwananzi of the Tajamuka campaign, but unfortunately his phone dropped. However, we are trying to get him back because we would love to talk to him about his Tajamuka campaign. These are young people coming together and saying, back on the line. Mkwananzi, suphendukile ecingweni. Hello, Mkwananzi.
Yes.
Ucingo lwakho belukhathile baba. Akusitshele nge this Tajamuka campaign. What are you guys all about?
Well, Tajamuka campaign is a coming together of various groups from the youth sector. We have political parties, about 14 youth assemblies of the various political parties in the opposition. We have more than 30 non-governmental organizations, youth formations, youth movements from the informal sector and other groups that have come together for a very specific reason, to take action against the situation that is obtaining in the country. We believe that the situation is untenable and that urgent redress is needed by Zimbabweans in their collectivity. And as young people, we have decided that the time has come now to unite and act against the governance madness that I will not belabor you. You know the issues in the country right now, from corruption to unaccountability to all the issues, misgovernance, failure to comply with the rule of law, failure to actualize some of the critical constitutional provisions that would allow for a free and fair election, for example, in 2018, some of them that would allow for a smooth running of the government, which has not been implemented in local government and other various sectors within government, where we still have challenges in terms of the law and effective governance. So that is really the thrust of the Chajamuka. As you can tell from the name, we have decided to stand up for our country in very practical ways. And part of what we have been doing, I think you've already seen for yourself, we are not an NGO, we are not a political party, we are not seeking political power, but we are seeking to address the situation in the country, to restore sanity in the country by putting whatever pressure is applicable and permissible in a democratic society on this government of the day, which has forgotten or which has forgotten its mandate, which is in total dereliction of its constitutional duties and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. We have seen, quite a few videos, a few guys demonstrating in Harare, calling on people, to say enough is enough and, demand the government to fix all this mess that the country is in. But, often when a certain people, one person takes a stand, as you guys have done, you find that, some people stand aside and, some say, oh, whatever. Is there an appetite for what you guys are doing?
Definitely. From the few actions that we have taken up, we have realized that there has been a serious vacuum of leadership in the streets, and the people have received us very well. I'll tell you that when we occupied the square together with our comrades from the Occupy Africa, we had overwhelming support from various citizens of this country. They continue to support us to this day. When we went into the streets to address people in the banks where we're addressing the cash crisis, for example, there were overwhelming responses from the people. The people are ready. We need to demonstrate ourselves that we are ready to take the forefront of that of those kind of actions. And that is exactly what Chajamuka is about.
Mm-hmm. I thank you there, Promise. Hold on the line. Toya Kawuri Mkoma Mekliwa, are you still on the line? Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the response from the police security agents. As we look at what Promise was talking about, Occupy Africa Unity Square, there've already been arrests. There's been those issues there. What's your take on that and the response that these movements are getting from security agents?
Looking at most of the issues of occupying the Africa Unity Square, that most of the CSOs have decided to take, I think people have now come to really understand the purpose of an actual demonstration, maybe dating back from where it has worked in a lot of countries. And most of people are actually making use, of the provisions that are there in the Constitution, where it is actually clear that it is right for an association to assemble. And according to the laws that the police were using, actually they have to be notified that this is what we are going to be doing in case maybe it's a peaceful demonstration or a peaceful march. And most of the organizations have actually taken that route where they actually notify them that this is what we are going to do, and they carry out the activity whatever they carry out. But most of them are actually limited, to actually maybe do more because of the intimidation that they might get usually from the police, where one or two people can actually go through, those various issues. But also taking an example, linking it, to this day of the African child, like in a few weeks back, what the student from Queen Elizabeth and Girls High School did when they were demonstrating, against the Combi South and the Combis, which are just closed by their school, which actually shows that the signs of that freedom that the people no longer practice is now slowly, slowly coming into the mindset of the people. And we also talk about the social media campaigns, which are also being carried out, where youth are actually mobilizing themselves, you know, using through social media. Like, for example, the flag campaign that has been going on, and also on the other part of AC Lumumba. You can actually see that even from the comments, let's say you're not saying anything or you're just going through the comments, the way that people are actually commenting, according to some statistics that have actually gone through, back then, you know, people used to hide their identities and on social media. But right now, you actually see Maxime Mopfumo actually commenting freely and openly about something that's really affecting him. And you look at social media, for example, a few ministers now, they are on the social media platform. And sometimes they pose, you know, open questions that people actually and directly confront on some of the issues that they are actually presenting. And so to me, I actually feel that the journey is actually starting now, you know, for that revival spirit that is in, among the youth. And I think it's just a matter of a day when someone will just light, you know, the match just to let the fire ablaze.
Please do stay on the line. Sithathe umlaleli uGerald eSouth Africa. Gerald, kunjani ba?
Ngiyaphila njani ba?
Simnandi. Kunjani eMzansi?
eMzansi kurayithi kakhulu ba.
Kushapha. Sungenile kuhlelo baba, kusiphathise.
Hello?
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo Gerald.
Yebo.
Uyizwile indaba, sikhuluma ngendaba yamalungelo abasakhulayo, sibhekanele la ngale Soweto Uprising elenzakala phambi kwakusasa kodwa ngomnyaka ka-1976.
Yebo, ngiyalazi. Yalo?
Yeqhubeka baba, singenile kuhlelo. Akusho imbono wakho.
Ngokwami ukubona nje ukuthi insuku esesiphila kwizo lezi nsuku zanamhlanje sezithe ukwehluka kunalezo ezakuqala, ngoba sekuthande ukwanda kakhulu iy'ndaba zama-drugs. Sibona nje nalokhu kusetshenziswa kwezingane entweni eziningi zihamba zisemazweni aphesheya, zihamba zisemazweni aphesheya zisetshenziswa entweni ezingalungile nje, into ezifana nalezo nje, ukuthola ama-drugs siya kuphi kuphi. Sike sabona kusenzeka nakithi ezweni lakithi into ezifana nalezo nje enyangeni ezidlule nje. Engicabanga ukuthi uma singakwazi ukunqoba izinto ezinjengalezo nje, i-youth yanamhlanje la ingacishe ifane nale ka-1976.
Aha, kodwa uyasho ukubana kule nkinga lapha lalaphana lamhlanje abanye ngabaya ngaphi, ngabathengisa ama-drugs bezama ukuziphilisa. I-problem ingaphi khonapho? Ngasola bona basakhulayo kumbe ohulumende abamele ba sungule imisebenzi abasakhulayo laba bakhona ukusebenza?
Naye uhulumeni ngicabanga ukuthi ngingamsula naye, kodwa nathi futhi abasakhulayo, ngoba ngathi ngiyabheka kakhulu njengalapha lapha esiphila khona thina eSouth Africa, ikakhulu kwande kakhulu ukuthi uthole ukuthi umntana la nxa abazali bekhona ukuthi umhambise esikoleni benayo imali yomhambisa, ukuthi umntana yena kuba nguye ephuma esikolo ngokuyengana nje nabangani bephuma esikoleni berobhana nje ngokwenza izinto ezifana nalezo nje ezingekho right nje uthula, ngoba ungabheka manje esitradini abantu abantwana abaningi abagcwele esitradini nje, abahlala esitradini ngabantwana balaba abanabo abazali, njalo ngabantwana abancane kakhulu. Uthola ukuthi iningi labo balapho kubo-20, uthola ukuthi balabo-18. So umuntu ongako angeke ukuthi mhlawumbe ngumuntu ongathi uswele umsebenzi, ngoba ngumntana ofanele ukuthi kusasesikoleni.
Hhayi, ibeka kuhle Ncube, siyabonga ungena uhlelo ba.
Hi,
yeah, that was Gerald Ncube from South Africa. Of course, saying, you know, young people also have to be responsible. He's talking about, you know, some people you find they have, you know, able parents who can pay for their